Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call. This is Payman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time Zone in the evening, I conduct these weekly conference calls in which I do my best to answer your freedom questions. Why? Because you were meant to live free. America was meant to be a free country. The founding fathers paid with their lives, with their blood, with everything they owned to secure freedoms to Americans that's now been taken away by our own government, which is owned by the big banks and corporations. And I came from Iran, folks, in 1977, at the age of 14, thinking and believing America was a free country. And to my surprise, I found America to not be such a free country as it was meant to be. I thought all you had to do in America was honor your agreements, keep your agreements, and do not violate others' rights. That's the essence of being a good person. And if you're a good person, you know, they'll let you be. But no, in America, the government says you got to do this and not do the other. And they're so corrupt now, even the judiciary has become corrupt, like the executive and the legislature. They pretend and act like laws exist that don't exist. That way, they don't have to take responsibility for enforcing laws that they never voted on, because they never did. Namely, the federal income tax. I believe there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. And I've had a $300,000 income tax reward since 1999. And IRS employees, IRS lawyers, and IRS managers know about that reward. IRS lawyers like Kevin Coy, okay? And his manager, Sharon, forgot her last name. And Richard Nixon, former head of the Laguna Niguel IRS office. These people know me, folks. They know me by first name. They call me by my first name, Payman, in their own emails and conversations with each other. They know about the income tax reward. The IRS management knows about income tax fraud. But they enforce it on the American people because to them, it's a job. It's a living. It's where you're going to get promotions. If they leave that government-paid cushy job, government management job position, what are they going to do in private enterprise? They're going to have to actually earn a living, work for a living. You get paid as a government worker, whether you do nothing or everything. You get to kick back, take long coffee breaks. That's why government doesn't work. Communism, socialism does not work because there's no competition. There's no incentive for these government IRS workers to work hard, so they don't want to leave it. They just want to just kick back and take the money and let the corrupt judiciary be their cover for them. Okay? So, folks, I'll be talking about this subject tonight because I know many of you have been following Freedom Law School, have heard about Joe Bannister, the former IRS's own special agent with their criminal investigation division, who defected from the government, exposed the fraud of the income tax, resigned, wrote a book about the income tax fraud. You know he's confronted the IRS to try to come and debate him publicly, and they don't. You've seen what We the People Foundation has done to try to confront the government to come and answer and debate publicly the income tax issue. You've seen eye-opening movies like America, Freedom to Fascism. And you can, if you haven't, go look it up on YouTube. America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. How they're attacking our rights and our freedoms, and the average person doesn't know how they've been ripped off, how they've been reduced to poverty and enslavement. And folks, you're wondering what to do. On the one hand, many of you want to quit filing and paying this income tax, which you know no law requires you to file and pay. On the other hand, of course, you all seen, you know, heard about the big bigaboo, the government, the IRS is so powerful. They're like gods. They can mess with you. They can put you in jail. Oh, if you don't file and pay, income tax is going to put you in jail. All the fear mongering and the scare tactics you heard about, because everybody knows you got to file and pay income tax. So everybody tells you, the lawyers, the certified public accountants, CPAs, enrolled agents, accountants, these professionals, the newspapers, the television, they tell you, you should file and pay income taxes. You're going to go against the grain? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do it safely? How are you going to do it intelligently? And how are you going to do it to make sure you win, to make sure you stay out of jail? The government can go after the fools who file and pay income tax, don't know what the heck going on, or other people who do ridiculous patriot mythologies. They can put them in jail, but not you. You will be left alone. How do you do that? Well, there is a way. There is a way, and it is by asking the government, believe it or not, by asking the government itself for the answers, and I will share that with you later tonight. On these weekly Converse calls, folks, I'm here to answer any and all of your freedom questions, freedom law questions, how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Whether it's the IRS, a state income tax agency, traffic ticket, police, bureaucrats of any kind who may be harassing you, want to take away your rights, your property, your freedom, Freedom Law School is here to help. And on these Commerce Calls, I'm here to answer your questions for free. That's right, absolutely free. Now, let me tell you, I'm available privately also for $240 an hour, but listen, I want to get your questions answered here on these calls as much as possible for free. Okay, so let's do that. And something else, folks, I've done. I've been teaching for over 20 years. That's right, over 20 years ago I started Freedom Law School in January 1st, 1996, educating and empowering Americans like you on how to live free. You're going to get the education about the U.S. Constitution, natural law, your rights, what to do, what not to do, the stuff that you want to know, the stuff that you need to know that you did not know you needed to know. All that we explain more in our courses. Folks, you got to take advantage of Freedom Law School courses. The very first one is still the best, the number one, the most important. It's called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control, Level 1. Over 20 hours of audio, an hour and a half of video, 200 pages of paperwork. And this course comes with 100% unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee, which I will extend it if you need to. Because it's what you want, what you need. It's in there. It's been this price for 17 years, only $300, with this ironclad money-back guarantee. And it's the foundation of everything else. All of our other courses, freedom packages, even our top-of-the-line program, Rural Freedom Package, that provides, I provide consultation for you, unlimited support, you know, all the responses, legal defense fund, everything to respond back. The IRS will be done, all that. Level one course, which I told you, it's still the foundation and basics of that. Because I always tell everybody, and I always tell y'all, do not believe me, do not believe the government, or believe anybody else out there on the internet. One of the first things I want to do for you, and I will do for you, is show you how to look up and verify and read the law for yourself. That's right. You see, in a court of law, believe it or not, in a court of law, when they want to put you in trial for a tax trial, the judge will tell the jury, you don't read the law. I'll tell you what the law is. And the judge, the crooked judge, if he wants, he can mislead the jury. He can actually keep the jury from reading the law so they won't be confused. That's why they actually do that. Imagine that in America, the judge tells the jury, don't read the law. I'll tell you what the law is. With, of course, the government attorneys, you know, they're the ones that ask the judge to do that. Because they don't want you to be confused with the truth, with the law. Well, I'll tell you what, not here. At Freedom Law School, I want you to openly challenge me, challenge the government, challenge everybody. Read, think. The law is plain English. You could understand it. I'm an immigrant from Iran, came here at age 14. If I can understand this stuff, folks, as an immigrant, you certainly can do it better than me. After all, this is my second language, English. It's your first language. So help me help you, folks. And nobody made me a course like that available for me, folks. Nobody did. I make it available for you. If you get on our email list, you're going to get parts of that level one course and other great material will be sent to you over the course of a year, once a month class, but it will be emailed to you material. You're going to love it. You're going to get the education you never had anyplace else. Okay? So you can always call us at 813-444-4800, folks. You know, one of the things people say about Freedom Law School, they love it. They say, Paymon, you actually answer the phone. You or a volunteer, somebody, answer the phones. You're not one of these organizations that you just get an email and just get a short email back. You actually talk to people. I can actually talk to human beings and get my questions answered and be get my mind at ease. That's right. I'll give the number to you, 813-444-4800. Again, our website, livefreenow.org. Get on our email list. We're going to get the education for free that you will not find anyplace else out there sent out to you. So get on there. Now I'm going to get your questions, folks, okay? I'm going to see if anybody has any questions. After all your questions are answered, then I will talk about the subject of this conference call. Because at every conference call, folks, I'll be doing some teaching. I'll teach you about a subject of law and freedom that I hope you will find informative, enlightening, and empowering to you. So our caller from area code, sure, it's a bunch of ones. Been at on the call for a while. Do you have any questions, my friend?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah, if you have a question, give me your first name and then ask your question.
Hey, Paymon. Tim here. First of all, let me say I so much appreciate you and your organization, and I just want to praise you for everything that you're doing. It's just amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And then my question is, can you talk to me a bit about the new law and implementation of the travel block relative to having a tax deficiency?
I'll be happy to do that, Tim. I've covered that, by the way, a few conference calls ago when it came up. It was about, I think about a couple months ago I covered it, but I'll be happy to cover it again. I'll be happy to do it, no problem. A new law was snuck in a few months ago when they passed all these laws, these must-pass spending bills in Congress, which are thousands of pages. They sneak in this little extra stuff in there. One of them was in the – they snuck in this law that if you owe the IRS more than $50,000, the IRS can suspend or revoke your passport. Okay. Well, there are several problems with this issue for the government. First of all, there's some restrictions in there. First of all, you must have previously have been given the opportunity for a collection due process hearing. And that's very important. If you get a certified letter from the IRS, it's important. It could be a collection due process hearing. You should always ask for a hearing within 30 days of any of those collection due process hearing letters and challenge the IRS, challenge the tax. So you have a chance to challenge the tax or make a payment plan if you wanted to with the IRS. So first of all, the IRS must have given you that chance first. They cannot just willy-nilly just cancel your passport. No. They must have given you a chance to work out a payment arrangement at the collection due process hearing or challenge the tax altogether. Okay, so that's one important thing you should know about. You should do that.
Okay.
Now, and if they, and now, the law was written just a few months ago, but the law is not good until the IRS and the Department of Homeland Security, which issues the passports, they write the regulations, the details of how to implement this law and practice and their own procedures, how to do what they're supposed to do and coordinate between the IRS and the Department of Homeland Insecurity. Okay, and I call them because
right.
insecurity because they're not really providing security for us. They're making Americans insecure. So that process will take probably 6 months to a year to complete. How long? I don't know. You know, government is sometimes a little slow, sometimes they're faster, but typically slower because there's two different agencies that have to write their rules to implement this. And I think between
right.
the two of them, it'll take them about a year. So I think it'll take them till the end of 2016 to finally put the procedures and the regulations on how to implement that law. And then sometime in 2017, they're going to start targeting some people for doing that, targeting for taking away their passport. However, there's one more thing you should know. There was a Supreme Court case called Kent versus Dulles. It was early 50s, I think 1952 Supreme Court case. I got to go look it up for you to be exact. Kent versus Dulles, in which his communists at the height of the Cold War, early 50s, or late 40s, early 50s, wanted to go to former communist Soviet Union to attend their conferences about how to have a communist take over the world, including America. This is an open conspiracy in the former Soviet Union. They want to be part of that. And the U.S. government said, you can't go. We will not issue a passport to you because you are a communist, you know, involved in this conspiracy to take over America and the world and get rid of the Constitution and all that. Well, guess what? That issue went all the way to U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said that you having a passport is essential to be able to travel internationally. Without a passport, practically no country will let you in their country. So basically, your right to international travel is inherently entwined with your ability to have a passport. Therefore, because you do have a right to travel, it's a natural right guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution that they have to give you a passport, and they cannot take away your passport because that would be taking your right to international travel away. That Supreme Court case has not been taken over, has not been changed, has not been overruled. It was a unanimous case. And which is more important, you know, the over protecting America, national security issue of us from communists taking over America and the world and get rid of the Constitution, the government that we have, or some tax money? Some tax money, which is more important? Well, I think once the issue goes up to court, they're going to say, hey, and this is not, the tax money is not that important. We're going to take rights away. Your right to travel, your right to free speech, your right to jury trial, your right to counsel, you know, right to remain silent. You know, they're not going to do that because those are very fundamental basic rights, your right to travel. So I think that can be challenged.
Yeah, that the attorneys like to use, yeah.
Right, and Freedom Law School would be part of that, by the way. If you know somebody, you come across them who get the passport got ever get denied or is going to get denied, put him in touch with Freedom Law School. Freedom Law School will be working with some very good freedom lawyers out there who are interested in working with us and challenge this law sometime in 2017. I think we'll be the earliest we get a chance to do that, 2018 probably. For right now, my friend, you're good, Tim. You can travel anywhere you want to. Good to go.
Right. Well, I am. But I'm. Who knows? I might be the first case. You never know. But I've spoken to you in the past, and I have. You have a file from information that I've sent you before. So, you know, we're going to have to revisit all that. And I'm gonna send you down what I need to have a private session with you. And but I just wanted to get a feel for what I'm looking at time wise with what's going on with that, so that I can kind of plan and be prepared. And have some things in place ahead of time, so that if I get cut off, then I'll at least have some backup, so it's resolved. So anyway,
very good, Tim. Very good.
Yeah, that's it. But I guess are we the only ones on the call?
No, there's more people, Tim. Thanks for your questions.
Right,
and
then
we'll go to other people on the call, Mark.
I will let them. I'll let others have their turn, but and I'll stay on and listen. But anyway, blessings on your holiday weekend, and thanks again for all that you do.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for being. Stay on the call, Tim. If you have a question later, you're welcome to ask it again, my friend. Let's now go to our caller from area code 816-405. Do you have a question at this time, caller? If so, please give me your first name and then your question.
Yes, Damon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is John. And I, too, want to thank you for about 5 years ago. I also called in on your radio program, and I got a letter from the IRS, and you gave me good advice, and it ended their tyranny. five years ago. So thank you so much. And I ended up ordering the Royal Freedom Package and got through it. And I feel I've definitely been empowered to handle a lot of their smaller issues. But now I have a little bit different issue. And payment, I actually did fax over a form to one of your assistants. I can't remember her name now.
That's okay. Are you a current member with Freedom Law School or not right now, John?
No, I do get your emails and I do follow the listen in, but I wouldn't say that I'm a member of Freedom Law School.
Okay, you're not right now, but that's okay, no problem. You know, through the Great Depression, a lot of people got hurt big time, and they're about to lose their home and everything. So that's okay. You can rejoin us later when life gets better for you, ready to rejoin us. Yes, I know you sent something. You sent something from the state, if I remember correctly. And
that's
the state basically is writing to you because they're saying that the IRS sent them a report that you used the credit card processing company to accept payments, and you are in the state of, I think, Missouri, if I remember correctly, and they're saying, wait a minute, if you're in Missouri and you accepted payments, people paid you for products, then you should have collected sales tax on that, and hey, were you required to collect and pay sales tax in the state of Missouri? If yes or no, tell us. Is that your letter that you got, John? Is that correct, basically?
Well, pretty much, payment, but the only difference is, just straight from the letter, it's saying that I have sold products, and we don't sell products. We are actually a moving company. All we sell is service. We take our big moving trucks out. We move people.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we know there is no tax on labor. All we do is charge an hourly rate and labor, and so we never charge tax. In fact, even on the back of this form, which I explained to your assistant that I did fax over the back, but it gives a definition of sales tax, and it literally says, I'm reading right from the back of their form, sales tax definition. Any person or company that engages in business in Missouri and sells or leases goods to a final consumer is required by law to collect your Missouri sales tax. Well, we're not selling any goods. I guess you could say we're selling a service. But I think, of course, there's a difference. But if you did look at that form, they want me to fill it out, payment. They want me to write, either check the box saying need to file, or check the box saying already filed, or check the bottom box, which says not required to file, which I think is interesting, and that's where I believe I'm at. But I guess my question is, basically what you told me 5 years ago was, you know, they're fishing for more information, and you said that with the letter you receive, you can ignore that. You only have to get concerned if you get the second letter saying such and such, or the third letter. Well, I never did, because you were right. They were fishing, and I never responded to them and never heard back from them. Well, I guess what in this letter they said, check the after the line below and respond to the department within 30 days. And of course, it's coming up on that. So my question is, should I fill out the bottom, which is not required to file, and then it literally says payment. It says after that, it says I'm not required to register with the department or file sales tax returns under sections 144.020 and 144.610 RS Missouri. I'm providing a written explanation explaining why I'm not required to file. My question is, should I check off not required to file, send it back in, and say, hey, we're not selling goods, all we sell is a service, or should I ignore this?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and to be honest with you, John, I don't have an exact 100% magic answer that I tell you is definitely always the 100% right thing to do, because I'm not perfect. I don't know every state, and there is a law on sales tax properly applied properly to correct things like sale of goods. It's not a guessing, a best guess situation. And my best guess about your situation is, yes, you can ignore them. They may come after you again on this issue. They may not. They may just take those figures and say, hey, it's all, you know, as far as we know, you had, let's say, $200,000 after your process. It all must have been sales of some sort. So you got your sales tax of, let's say, I don't know, $12,000 or something. That could be. You know, they may do that, and at that time you can tell them no. On the other hand, you know, you may want to write to them and say, look, I did not, yes, although we processed, we never sold anything or did this up in the back letter. We didn't do any of that stuff. So so that way, you know, they'll probably just get off your back right then and there. You know, however, John, you got a situation where it's going to come out. You got yourself set up incorrectly, in my opinion. The way you're doing it is not the way it should be done, because you're going to have this problem every day. You need to, in my opinion, you can do things differently, okay, so that, you know, you can avoid these problems to begin with. And in a private consultation, John, I can really sit down with you more openly, discuss your other options, and really decide not just this year what to do, but the future years, because you're probably going to have the same problem next year when the IRS sends out to the state, again, how much your credit processing amount was. You're going to be dealing with the same issue again. We got to really nip this at the bud, this issue, and be consistent. What you're going to do next year and this year should be consistent. So let's do that one-on-one as soon as possible. Don't worry if you come to the end of that time. They give you always a little bit more time than that. But let's talk as soon as we can, my friend, privately, so we can look at this delicate situation and handle it properly from the get-go. Okay. John looks like dropped from the call for some reason. He got disconnected. And that's okay, John. If he comes back, you gotta be at the answer his question anyhow. So that's not a problem. I'll be here to answer John's question if he has any more, if and when he comes back. Although he did get his questions answered, he probably just hung up so that we can talk later on privately. Let's go to our call from area code 210. Call from area code 210. If you have a question, give me your first name and then your question, please.
Am I here?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
I'm here.
Do you have a question? Okay. It looks like the call from area code 210 does not have a question. We have another caller from area code 816, then 525, 816-525. Do you have any question, caller? If you do, please give me your first name and then your question, please.
Yeah, Payman, this is John Horner again. I did lose signal on my cell phone, so that's the reason that dropped. But basically at this point, you're saying I just need to call the school and set up a private consultation with you?
Yeah, let's make arrangements for the one-on-one consultation, because you got a situation where I think you could really avoid this stuff if done properly year after year. Right now, we're early 2016. Let's take care of this. It won't happen to you again, as well as take
care
of the last.
That sounds good. Thank you very much, Payman, and I will call your place tomorrow. Thank you, Payman.
You're welcome, my friend.
Okay.
Okay, now, let's thank you, my friend John. Let's go to our other caller we have from area code 816-405. 816 with prefix of 405. If you have a question, caller, please give me your first name and then your question, please. Okay. The call from area code 816-405 doesn't have a question. That's okay. So let's go to the subject of the class tonight I was going to cover for you guys, and that is, you know that there is no law requiring you or the average American to file and pay the income tax. People call me to me, Pam, and I've known about you and Joe Bannister and other people for years, 5 years, 10 years or more, 15, 20 years. I know, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I should stop filing and paying income tax. And if I were to do so, what is the correct way to do it? What should I do? Well, the short answer is this. Ask the government to show you the law. If they show you the law, go ahead and file the law that shows you're required to file and pay the income tax. If they cannot or do not show you the law that requires you to file and pay income tax, don't. It is that simple. That's it all in a nutshell. Okay. However, now, I'm going to tell you my opinion, what is the best way to go about this. Okay, because you can do things the right way, you can do things the wrong way. Okay. Even though that's the basics of it, I think there's a way to do this thing, in my opinion, perfectly. Okay? We've had the fortune, folks, of a former gun-carrying IRS special agent with the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division agent who contacted Freedom Law School, contacted me back in 1997. He said that he heard about income tax being voluntary, not required for average American. He said he wasn't after me. He just wanted to know the truth. So me, along with a few others in the freedom movement, which I introduced him to, Bill Benson, Bill Conklin, he already knew about Free Enterprise Society. We started educating him. Here it is. Go look it up. Go verify. Don't listen to me. Verify for yourself. I gave him this former IRS special agent, Joe Bannister. I gave him a level one course of Freedom Law School, so he could listen to it in his car as he goes home to work or working for the IRS in a car driving. He could listen to Freedom Law School's Level 1 course, which I told you about, and educate himself. Learn about how to use a law library. Look up and verify all of this for himself. And so he did. He did it, and back in 1998, he told me a year later that, Payman, I think I'm going to write a book about this subject of income tax. I've done enough research. I'm pretty convinced about it. I'm going to write a book that this income tax thing is wrong. I said, great, Joe. Go for it. I'll be happy to assist you any way I can. He wrote a book. He wrote the book, and I proofed it for him, editing, any mistakes, obvious stuff. And then unexpectedly, I didn't know about this, he gave it to superior at the IRS, Mr. Gorgini, who was a family friend too. And he was head of the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division in, San Jose area, Central California, and asked him to refute it. and in a letter to the IRS, and that Joe Manchin's income tax book and a request for the government to answer the IRS, because you know was when Washington D.C. Joe Manchin said, "Look, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution. That's my job. That's my number one job description. That's why I took an oath, not to just do whatever I'm told to do by my supervisors." So I'm supposed to report fraud and abuse. And in fact, the IRS commissioner, Rosati, in his own communications to us, told us to report fraud and abuse of power. Well, I am doing that. I'm doing what I was told by head of the IRS, Mr. Rosati, and by my oath to uphold the Constitution. I'm reporting the wrongdoing. Please, if I'm wrong, please show me. Okay, because I think if we're doing it wrong, we need to straighten this out. Yeah, we need to get rid of this income tax that seems to be imposed on American people in violation of the constitutional laws of the United States. Well, a week later, response back from IRS, the Criminal Investigation Division headquarters of the IRS in Washington, D.C., sent a memo to Joe Barron's manager, who told Joe, Bannister Joe, I was told to give this to you. Okay, the directors came directly from Washington, D.C., IRS headquarters. And IRS said, we're not going to respond to you. We're not going to refute you. We're not going to refute any of the legal points you brought up whatsoever. If you want to leave, go ahead and leave. Here, you get a week off, paid to leave 1 week, go think about what you want to do. We're not going to answer you. Why not? Why not? IRS, you are supposedly having guys like Joe Bannister with a gun enforcing the income tax on American people. Joe Bannister has put four business owners in prison. He investigated and they went to prison for the law that supposedly exists. And he wants to know if he's doing it wrong, if there is no law. Why the heck did he ruin these four people's lives? Where is the law that he's enforcing? He wants to know, because that's his job, to enforce the law that exists. Joe Bannister is supposed to enforce a law that is written by the legislature, by the Congress of the United States, as the representatives of the American people. He's supposed to enforce a law that American people wanted to be the law. If there is no law that the American people wanted to be, what the heck is he doing enforcing a non-existent law, a pretend law, a fraudulent law, which would be completely illegal, outlawry, criminality, open mafioso? That would be high treason against the U.S. Constitution and the American people from the inside. A fifth column that destroyed the other four columns of the U.S. Constitution. Government didn't answer Joe Bannister, so he resigned. He says, I cannot have two masters. My master is my God, and the Constitution I took an oath to uphold, I'm supposed to do. And he came out to expose it all. Now, Joe Bannister, to his credit, he didn't know how corrupt the system is. He didn't know that the media in this country is owned and controlled by the same crooked big banks in Wall Street, like Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and their corporations that they own and fund and lend to, that they own the Republican Democratic Party leadership. They own the media also, ABC, CBN, CNN, Fox, CNN. They own them all. Time Magazine, LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, all the major papers across the country, magazines, they own them all. He didn't know that. He actually naively believed that once a former IRS special agent comes out and exposes all this, it'll be over. The newspaper magazines will report it. American people will know because the media told the truth, exposed the truth to American people. And I'll be end of the income tax. And folks, I faxed all the media in Southern California, ABC, CBS, NBC, KFI radio stations, all these guys. I all of them about this guy, Joe Barron, is coming out to come and you know, debate him. None of them ever came up to meet him in person at hotel in Irvine, and we had Radisson Hotel in Irvine, in Newport Beach, to hear Joe Barron, to see him and report on. None of them did. You know, they just cover it up. Don't talk about it. Then We the People Foundation found out about Joe Bannister and this nonprofit foundation dedicated to upholding the Constitution. And they had Joe Bannister come from California to Washington, D.C., along with the other experts, to debate the government on the legality of the income tax issue. IRS was invited. U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers were invited. Heads of Congress were invited. The White House was invited. Send your lawyers, experts, whoever you got government, to debate Joe Barron and others, because there's a question as to legality income tax. Let's have an open debate. Let's have an open public debate for American people to know and hear the truth, and an open debate of ideas. We are not a dictatorship, communist country. The government does things by iron fist, like in communist China, you know, the former communist Soviet Union, these countries where they just beat you over the head into submission. No, no, we're supposed to be a government by the people, of the people, by the people, for the people, right? Let's have it. Let's have a discussion. No one from government showed up. In fact, Jason Furman, the White House economic advisor, of Clinton White House, which, by the way, this crook, I think, is a Clinton advisor now, Hillary Clinton advisor, Jason Furman. He told on behalf of the Bill Clinton White House, this is a quote he told on the phone to Bob Schultz of We the People Foundation, that the legality of the income tax is not a high priority item at the White House, and we will not participate in any conference on the subject. That's the exact quote. And Bob Schultz wrote about it. He put some ads in USA Today. This nonprofit foundation raised funds from average Americans like you and me, put this full-page ad at a cost of $40,000 in USA Today, and quoted Jason Furman and all this other stuff. And guess what? The government still doesn't come. A debate was broadcast on C-SPAN 2 on national TV. No one from government shows up to debate Joe Bannister and these others. More debates, no one from the government shows up. So, and then next year, more ads in USA Today as placed by We the People Foundation to expose all this fraud to the American people. And guess what? USA Today, a magazine, for-profit magazine, is there to make money, right? To sell advertising, right? They told We the People Foundation, we don't want your money. No more ads for you at any price. Forget it. Whoa. Hey, USA, aren't you a for-profit corporation trying to make money and sell ads? We got a full-page ad. We want to give you money. Come take our money. You don't want it. Why? What happened? Obviously, what happened, folks, you know, they got pressure from the government. Hey, don't give these guys publicity. Don't put this their ad in your national newspaper. We're going to wake up the slaves. We're going to wake up the sheeple. And we don't want that trouble. See? That's so, folks, bottom line is the government just in America admitted they're becoming a bunch of criminals. I mean, what does it mean when the White House says the legality of income tax is not a high priority item? That means the government, the White House, doesn't care if the income tax is imposed on the American people with a law behind it or no law. We just want the money. The government just wants the money. The politician, the bureaucrats, they just want the money. To them, it's all about the money. Forget about the law. Well, who is the one that doesn't care about the law and just wants your money. A thief, an outlaw, a criminal. Right? They don't care if there's a law or not. They just want to take your money. They steal it from you. Right? Now we have the government become a new outlaw criminal, wants your money, law or no law. We don't care. We don't want to even look at it. It's not a high priority. We just want the money. And no wonder they don't want to talk about it in any conference on the subject, because why would they want to discuss and openly, you know, expose their own criminality, their own thievery? Why would they want to do that? Duh, what thief or criminal wants to expose the fact that they're a thief and criminal by talking about it openly? Right? They just want to hush it. That's what they did. There's a, on YouTube, I'm going to put this on my website. There's a next IRS commissioner was asked by a New York Times reporter about, there's a people out here who say you're not coming to debate them about legality and income tax. That they say there's no law requiring to file income tax. And what do you have to say to them? Well, the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, Mike Everson was his name. There we go, Everson. Political hack. He doesn't know nothing about it. He's just appointed there. He doesn't know about this stuff, you know. He just gives some blasé answer like, well, we all got to pay tax as part of having a civilized country and having all the services that we all use. Like, hello, we're not talking about that, bud. We're talking about the law. Where's the law, man? Where's the law? You don't even know what the heck you're talking about. You just, we ask you about A, you answer about X. We ask you about apples, you talk about cats and dogs. Hello? So then after he said his nonsense, this crooked IRS lawyer management, this female with glasses, about probably close to 60 years old, you could see darkness on this woman's face. You could see darkness, evil, folks, on her face, on her face language, on the way she looks at you. You don't feel love. You don't feel googly, this is a wonderful person. You know, ever since you felt like they got just a dope trying to say whatever. But this lady, you could just feel evil seeping through her face, her cold face. And she said, you know what, the courts have upheld this, and we're going to do it all by enforcement. In other words, hey, we got our own brothers in government, the other branch, the government bias paid judges. They're on the in with us, in cahoots with us. They're on our side of the government, not the people, not the Constitution. They are, with our help, just pounding people over the head, putting them in jail, you know, by enforcement, just slamming them, hitting them hard to do as we tell you to do. Law or not, who cares? The judges will back us up and say there's a law, even though there is no law. They make up the law from the bench. So the hell with the law that there's not now. We got the judges in our hand. We got the power. Like that song says, I got the power. Remember that song, Snap? Yeah, they got the power. That's the answer of the government. Criminals who've taken over the U.S. government and the IRS. They're not representing you and me anymore. We have no government representation with these crooks and criminals. So what happens? They want to silence Joe Bannister. They indict him for criminal tax charges, okay? Not for not having filed pay income tax, because Joe Bannister filed and paying income tax for 1999, but for 2000, 2001, 2, 3, 4, he never has filed and paid income tax. Never. IRS knows it. But when they come charge him with a tax crime in late 2003, I think it was, they didn't charge him for not having filed and paid income tax. Even though the government knew, the IRS knew, Joe Bannister had not filed and paid income tax. What they did is they found this guy named Al Thompson, business owner, a loose cannon fool who would do a lot of crazy stuff. He did the dumb stuff and unprepared stuff, patron mythology stuff. Joe Bannister spoke at his company about income tax on video with the New York Times reporting on it openly. And also, Joe Bannister helped them based upon 861 theory of about it. It's one of the theories about income tax is 861 argument. And he says, and Al Thompson wanted that fill out a tax return, get his tax money he paid the IRS back. And Joe Barrister prepared that tax return form according to the instructions of the form, the law. If that's your theory, I'll fill it out for you, give it to the government. If you're wrong or right, the government will respond one way or another. But the government denied that refund to Al Thompson. They said, we disagree with your argumentation. But the government claimed that Joe Barrister filling out that 861 tax return, theory tax return for Al Thompson, and speaking at his meeting about his experience with the IRS about income tax, lies the government, somehow was a conspiracy of Joe Barrister and Al Thompson to rip off the government of tax money. By, you know, so Joe Barrister is the one that told Al Thompson to not withhold from pay of his employees and not pay him all that. It was all a conspiracy. See, the Al Thompson decided not to withhold from and pay his employees, not Joe Barrister. See, the government figured out this way we can get Joe Barrister with a conspiracy because it's so loose, such a loosey-goosey charge. What's this, a very nebulous, hard to prove conspiracy? You know, there's something in the air. You smell it? Yeah, it's got to be there, you know? So they didn't charge Joe Barrister for not filing income tax. Okay? And guess what? At the trial, Joe Barrister never even testifies. Not one word. Doesn't take the stand. The government presents their case. Okay? And Joe Barrister has only, you know, one witness, two witnesses, his manager on video and a former U.S. attorney who knew him, worked with him. They had him on the stand. But the government case is so bad and weak, the jurors literally were shocked when the trial ended. They're supposed to enter a verdict. They told us that. I was there at the trial in Sacramento. The jurors were shocked. Well, where is the evidence of wrongdoing? We didn't see anything wrong done by Joe Barrister, so they acquitted him. They acquitted Joe Barrister, not guilty. Okay, but you see, Commissioner of the IRS, Mr. Everson, said publicly about Joe Barrister that Joe Barrister was a former IRS employee and he knew what he was doing. Wow. See, IRS comes after 2,000 people every year. They don't charge, the commissioner doesn't talk about these cases, about 2,000 cases. He talks about very few of those cases personally. He did talk about Joe Barrister as a former IRS special agent. He noted that. And he said Joe Barrister knew what he was doing. They were after Joe Barrister from the highest levels. They made sure the management made sure that Everson himself talked about Joe Barrister. Yes, Joe Barrister knew what he was doing, and so did the IRS's management, who didn't dare charge Joe Barrister with a so-called crime of not having filed and paid income tax, failure to file tax return charges, because they know there's no trial. There's no such crime. The IRS management knew that. The lawyers know that. And they know if they charged him with that so-called crime, Joe would end up putting the government at trial, saying, look, I was one of them. I used to enforce this so-called income tax law, I thought. I researched it. I found it to be false, a fraud. I wrote the IRS about it. They didn't answer me. I went to D.C. several times from California to debate them openly with the help of this nonprofit foundation. The government never shows up. They don't want to face me, discuss it, that I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, why don't they come show me, the IRS and IRS lawyers, that I'm wrong about income tax fraud? There must be no law because they never come and show me the law. And the average juror on the jury trial of a jury manager who doesn't know anything about any of this stuff, for the first time hears that, just imagine these jurors with their jaws dropping, eyes wide open, telling themselves and each other, Wow. What an incredible story. What a whistleblower. Man, have you lost control of our government. We got a bunch of crooks and criminals taking over the IRS and U.S. government. We didn't even know about it until this whistleblower, Joe Bannister, stood up to expose it. And now these criminals and crooks want to shut him up. They expect us to put him in jail for a law that doesn't exist, for the law that he asked them to show him, they never show him. They would have acquitted him of that failure to file tax return charges and would have just shocked the establishment, the IRS, and just the news would have gone all over that, you know, hey, the guy, when they tried to put him in jail for that, there was no law. They couldn't prove it, and he won. He would have put the government in trial. They didn't want that, so they didn't charge him with that. And still to this day, they have not charged Joe Bannister with that, you know, so-called crime of not filing tax returns. And guess what? They have not come after me either. Payman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, Joe Bannister's teacher, who studied with me, who printed his report and put it out there, distributed out there for him, helped him through with all this stuff. Because they know I will put the government on trial also. You know what I did? When I printed Joe Bannister's report, I gave it to my congressman and my two senators. Congressman Christopher Cox, I mailed it to him, and Senator Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. They're those crooks, okay? Those criminals. They all ignored me, all of them. So I found my congressman Christopher Cox in a local town hall meeting he was speaking, and I gave him another copy of the book in person. Hey, this is important about the Constitution, about the IRS income tax. Please look at it. You know, you need to look at this and respond to this. He ignored me again. If there's a law, how come the lawmakers themselves cannot show us the law? The law is not written by the judges. It's not written by the executive branch. They only interpret it. The IRS and the courts only interpret it as best as they can. The law is made by the Congress, the legislature. They're the ones that write it, and they should know the best to tell you. They never told me I was wrong or Joe Bannister was wrong. And guess what? I think you ought to do the same thing yourself. You write your congressman, House of Representatives member, and both of your U.S. senators, and you send him the Joe Bannister's report and Joe Bannister's speech on income tax fraud. His best speech I like is his speech at our 2000 Freedom Rally, one of the best ones I think he ever gave. You sit in the C-SPAN debate with Joe Bannister, Bill Conklin, Benson, and Larry Beecraft were to debate the government about income tax. No one from the government showed up. That was the most requested video of C-SPAN 2 ever. Two videos, folks. They sold them for like $65 back in 1999. It was the most requested and paid for program on C-SPAN 2 ever. People saw that and said, what the heck? I'm going to get a copy of that. Well, I got that. Freedom Law still got that. Okay? You send that also to your congressman senators. You send them the copy of the USA Today ads, which I talked about. And also, Bob Schultz of We the People Foundation, his speech at our 2002 Freedom Rally. He puts all of this together for you in our Freedom Act, explains it all to you, puts it all together. Send that also to Congress and senators and say, look, I looked at all this. This is incredible. How come you guys don't answer? You got to answer. You represent us. Is this a government by, of, and for we the people? You must answer. You must look at this stuff. You must uphold and defend the Constitution. That's your job. And you include all this. Yeah, you actually took your time and money, got Joe Bannister's report to these videos, and sent it to them. You make it easy for them. Here it is, all included. If there's a law, if this Joe Bannister is wrong, you must show me. If not, you must get rid of this corrupt system we got that's robbing the American people of trillions and jailing hundreds of thousands of Americans over the decades illegally. Okay? So, if they show you the law, go ahead and file and pay the income tax. If they show you Joe Bannister with the People Foundation, all this stuff is wrong, on point, please go ahead and file and pay the income tax. But if they don't, if they don't answer you, or they give you some off-the-wall answer, oh, it's nice to hear from my constituents, I'm always trying to lower taxes. Sometimes they respond with that kind of an irrelevant non-response. Or sometimes the congressman says what they do, the crook, the lazy, he says, he sends a letter to the IRS. Hey, IRS, I don't know about this. What do you say, bud? IRS sends out a letter to the, here, send it out to him. They got these canned letters the IRS has. IRS says canned letter. They got truth about frivolous tax returns, frivolous tax arguments. Really? Is that the truth? Or just that communist IRS's opinion? Their lawyers, their opinion. Doesn't address, and they take these out of context and twist it up. They don't address anything we say. Anything Joe Bannister says, this former IRS special agent, no. They just, you know, you ask about apples and oranges and answer you with lions and dogs and wolves. You know, hey, stay on point. They can't, though. So that's why they don't. They evade the argument. So if they want to come after you, put you in jail, you have all to take the jury, just like Joe Bannister would, just like I would. Folks, you can't get any better than that. You put the government on the hot spot. You put the government on trial if and when necessary. You do what, and you're supposed to do all this because it's our job, it's our duty, it's our right to write to our public servants, educate them, inform them about these problems, about treason going on in U.S. government, and ask them to reform and change it and do the right thing. You should do that. It's your duty. It's your right. And at the same time, it gives you protection from these criminals because you can take all that to a jury of 12 American citizens who are going to see it and go, wow, wow, you are a truth seeker. You are a whistleblower. You're a man of integrity, a woman of integrity going through all this, and these guys can't show you the law. They never showed the Joe Bannister. You're not the criminal. The other side is a criminal. The U.S. attorney who's prosecuting you, the IRS, those guys are the criminals who are trying to shut you up for trying to have our government follow the law. So it's simple, folks. Write to Congress and senators. I'm going to be putting these letters, proposed letters, on our website for you to download yourself if you want to do that. Okay, the letters are there. I highly recommend you don't send the letters alone. Send Joe Bannister's report, his video, C-SPAN debate, Bob Schultz video, U.S. Today ads. Send all this other material with it. It has power. It has credibility when you put money out of your pocket to send books and videos to your Congress and senators. Anybody can write a letter. It's easy to do. But when you spend money to send them books and videos, man, you must be serious. That shows your sincerity. That shows your commitment to get to the bottom line. This is no game to you. This is not some letter you find someplace on the internet and send it out. No, you put money out of your pocket to get the documentation to your Congress and senators to help have them give you the straight answer. You see, and all that will go before the jury. So that's why Freedom Law School, you know, when you get our Beginner's Freedom Package, which is part of our Royal and Simple Freedom Package, you get the Level 1 course, which I talked about, our fundamental basic course, okay, that everybody should have had coming out of high school about law and your rights. You get also some of the books and videos and material, but you also get Joe Bannister's report, his speech on video, the C-SPAN debate he had with the government not showing up, Bob Schultz's video, U.S. Today ads, all that. You get five of them, five. Three will be mailed out. Freedom Law School will help you mail out if you want, okay, to your congressmen and to senators. Make sure you get it out. We make sure you get it out. And two others you have in you to share with a friend or keep in case the crooks want to come after you. You can tell, show that to the jury exactly what you wrote to your congress and senators and exactly what you sent them in the mail. You have all that for the jury to see. The jury can go back there, pop Joe Bannister's video on a speech on income tax and go, wow. They can see the C-SPAN debate that the government didn't show up. They can go back popping in and they go, Wow. They can read the U.S. Today ad and say, this is incredible. They can look at your balance report, 90 pages or so, and say, wow, this is incredible. Okay, this guy's good. This guy's innocent. This guy's a true seeker. The government is a liar. The government are the thieves. The government is the criminals that should be in jail. Trying to put an innocent man in jail. That U.S. attorney, that IRS agent, those guys are the criminals that should be in jail. Not this innocent truth seeker who try to expose the truth, have our government and the Congress and senators follow the Constitution and the laws. So that's what you do. That's part of our beginner's freedom package. Have that. Okay? So I recommend if you want to do it easy, folks, I get all lined up for you. Really easy. It's called the beginner's freedom package. It's only $900. Less than $1,000, you can all afford it. I'll let you make payments on that if you need to. But I want you to do it. Why? Because I think in mass, the more of us write to our congressmen and senators, they get this. They get, hey, man, how come I got another one of these this week, last week, a month ago? These people sending me these letters with these videos of Joe Barrister and his books, all this stuff. What's going on? I got to look at this more seriously because I'm getting more than one or two letters in the last year. The more this is sent out, the better it is, the more we put pressure on our congressmen and senators to wake up and represent us, the people. Not the big banks and corporations who pay for the advertising election campaigns. Right? Folks, look and America's changed. The Great Depression has woken up the people. With the Great Depression, folks, you know, people lost their homes, lost their jobs, and did they get bailed out? Did the government help them out? No. They got bailed out the big banks, the crooks that did it. Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs. The criminals that did the Great Depression on us, they got bailed out because they own the politicians. Right? Henry Paulson, Hank Paulson under Bush, right? He was the head of Goldman Sachs. Now he was the Secretary of Treasury trying to get money to Goldman Sachs. Okay? So people know something's wrong. That's why people are not voting for any of the establishment figures in the Republican Party. None of them. Oh, Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, all these crooks went by the wayside. Okay, John Kasich is an establishment guy. Even Ted Cruz, folks, who they say is an outsider. No, he's not really. Folks, Ted Cruz, his wife, is the executive at Goldman Sachs. Yes. She secured him a $750,000 loan from Goldman Sachs to run for Senate in Texas. And then they didn't report that in their reports to the government. And on where do you get your money? Is it supposed to be reported? They didn't report it. Oh, you forgot about that, Mr. Ted Cruz? You know, you're supposed to be a smart lawyer. You're that stupid? No, he didn't. He's not stupid. He didn't put it on purpose. But he came out. And his wife told, and the news is saying that, well, my husband doesn't have an anti-Wall Street attitude. Yeah, of course he doesn't. Because you're part of Wall Street yourself, ma'am. You know, they get you a big pay raise when you became a senator. They knew how the word left hand washed the right hand. They take care of you as his wife. They give you raises and promotions and money. And then your husband takes care of us. Yeah, Ted Cruz is not a Mr. Conservative. He's a phony. That's why people are voting to Donald Trump. Folks, I disagree with Donald Trump in more than one issue, okay? Like on torture, stuff like that. I disagree with him. But guess what? I take him over any of these Democrat and Republicans because he's independent. He's a man of his own. He's not owned by the big banks and Wall Street and crooks, the special money interests. You know, he wants to represent the people, and in time, he's going to do more of the right stuff. He wants to get us out of the North Atlantic Terrorist Treaty Organization, NATO. Okay, stop spending money to defend, you know, South Korea, Japan, and Germany. We don't need that. You know, you should have been in all these wars in the Middle East, wasting our money. We should let's spend the money on our country, get out of debt. Gee, the establishment doesn't like that. They're trying to badmouth Trump because he's not a stooge, he's not a tool. He's a billionaire, he doesn't need them. Folks, American people are waking up, and you, right into your congressmen, senators, like I'm suggesting to you, is part of that massive action we need to take to educate our public servants, to get their attention, to get rid of this income tax fraud, get rid of the Federal Reserve banking system fraud, okay, and get our government back to the honest money and the Constitution and rule of law, government by, of, and for we the people. So, with that, folks, I give you that presentation. I give you the solutions. If you have any further questions, please feel free to call. These conference calls are free of law school. Every Thursday night, I'm here for you to answer questions free of charge. Tell your friends. Tell your coworkers. Send this broadcast to your friends and neighbors, coworkers. Let them check it out. We'll send you Joe Barron's speech on income tax for free on CD to hand to them. They can watch it on YouTube. Just type in Joel Bannister. It'll come up. But people will not watch it in their cars. They'll put the CD in their car, though. We'll do that. We'll email you all this stuff if you want. Just go to livefreenow.org and work with us to work with you to have you live free of oppressive taxation control and return America to honest government and Constitution and have America be a free country once again. Good night, everybody, and I'll look forward to having you back with me next week.